Let us pray together. First a prayer of adoration, then a prayer of confession. Creator God, we glimpse your beauty in setting sun, mountain top, eagle's wing. We sense your power in thunder crash, lightning flash, and ocean's roar. Creator God, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we see your power in lives transformed, hearts on fire. We listen for your still small voice, comforting, guiding, calling. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Precious Jesus, we see your love stretched out upon a cruel cross. We stand in awe at your sacrifice, pure love poured out for humankind. Precious Jesus, we praise you. As we approach God with our sorrows, we have the assurance of forgiveness and peace, for nothing can separate us from God's love. Let's spend a time of reflection for our own failings and shortcomings. You constantly show us your forgiveness. Lord, have mercy. You are the love of God made visible. Lord, have mercy. You are abundant compassion. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Our reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, reading verses 13 to 21. Now when Jesus heard the news of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves. And he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. May God bless those words to us. Amen.